And we are back on the Blitz. And you know what that music means?
Robert Plant doesn't remember.
No, he doesn't, but I don't blame him.
Who remembers the 60s anyway, when you're a rock star?
I don't remember the 60s, but I was born into those, so it doesn't count. All right, joining us now is, and it's so funny, we never have problems running out of things to talk about with RJ Bell, founder of pregame.com. Well, today I didn't think we'd be talking about RJ Bell, but apparently it's been quite the week for you, sir.
You know something? I guess the bigger you get, the bigger the target.
We've kind of shared our opinions on this earlier, and obviously I'd like to get your response, and because most of the stuff that's in there really doesn't pertain to any of the things that we talk about on the show. But
that's not the only thing that's important, right? Because what's important is how untrue it is, right? Is because if it were true, you wouldn't want me on the show. You shouldn't want me on the show. It's just literally, I'd like to hear what you guys' thoughts were.
Well, what I said is some of the things where they got into with the affiliates and things like that, which I'm not 100% sure what I was reading there, to be honest with you. But
listen, there's a reason for that, right? Keep it very confusing and just seem sanctimonious, and you get this kind of whiff of something problematic, but really there's no proof and actually no logic. Yeah, it's hard to know what you're reading.
My thought was, when Fred asked me, I said, if this is true, it's pretty damning stuff. I said, but just having seen what RJ's been saying on Twitter, and I saw the statement that you released on pregame today, you deny that any of it's true. So, I mean, it's hard to know what to think until you hear both sides, and I think it was important for you to be able to tell your side of the story.
Well, here's the good news is, and I'll tease ahead, is on Monday we'll have an announcement that is going to be a national news story, and it's going to be legal, and we'll be, I've retained counsel, and we got a big announcement on Monday, big name counsel, someone you're going to know their name. So we're that serious.
Johnny Cochran.
It doesn't fit.
Seinfeld style, right? But here's what I'll say about, if you really think about what the criticisms were, the criticisms really could be wrapped up into two things. One is that all of our guys, if you bet every one of their plays, so we have, over 10 pros, if you bet every one of their plays, now think about this, many of them are going to contradict, right? It's Monday Night Football. One team has team A, one guy has team A, one guy has team B, and automatically then the site's going to lose the juice in theory, right? Well, obviously no one's going to bet both sides. So, but let's forget that even for a second, but over the course of many, many years that our records are available, the idea of that effect itself is going to be a huge drag on the net result. But still, and I'll say this, and this is going to be part of the lawsuit, their records are incorrect. So and oftentimes it's with a downward, it's with a downward bias. So, but let's assume they're right even. Still, a majority of our active pros, they had all these guys that's been gone for years because in many cases they couldn't perform. But among our active experts, our pros, a majority of them, even if you bet every game, have a winning record. And some of them, if you bet every game, have a losing record. But if you bet their best sports, they have a winning record. So number one was the idea that everyone didn't win every sport. All right. Well, hey, if you've ever listened to this segment, if you ever followed me on Twitter, you're going to know, what do I preach?
You do the NFL.
Say it again.
Yeah, you say, I'm big on the NFL. There's somebody who's good at everything. Nobody's great
exactly.
at everything.
Exactly. You specialize, but also it's very, very difficult to win. That if anyone out there thinks, and that's a great way for the listeners, and again, they, some like pregame.com, maybe some aren't going to, and maybe they're going to like site X, Y, or Z. That's fine. Here's a great gauge to if you should like or trust site X, Y, or Z. One is, do they promote get rich quick? Do they promote easy money? Because if they do, run the other way, because there is no easy money against Vegas. And one of the things we stress again and again, and we have our ESPN show here in Vegas, and it's relentless. You only gain an edge a half point at a time. It's very, very hard. And we talk about doing the NFL. Oh, at 4.5, I like this game. At 4, I don't. Plus 4.5, plus 4. It's like, what's the difference? Well, it's those half points that separate winners and losers. And it's so hard to win. And anyone that's working a 7-Eleven or working a straight job they don't like and thinks, okay, I'm going to quit. I'm going to buy some picks from RJ's site and I'm going to, you know, make money and I won't have to work. Who in the heck believes that? Who in the heck's ever expressed that? What we've said is we find the best possible guys to improve your odds. And to make the case that everyone doesn't win every sport is absurd. I would have told him that instead of taking a year to research it. And number two is even more ludicrous. I'm getting worked up. Is they say that we have relationships with online sportsbooks. We have not taken a single dollar from online sportsbooks since 2008 when the laws got gray and we didn't want to risk it. So literally we're talking about 8 years, and that's going to be a big part of the legal action. So, you know, otherwise there wasn't anything in there other than calling me like the, you know, most popular sports bettor in America and all kind of, and talking about me graduating first in my class, all kind of good things, but which that to me, and sorry to rant, guys,
it was a
but,
fluff piece, RJ.
Well, you know, the funny part was a lot of it was very positive. So here was a big point of how I'm deceptive, right? So 2 years ago, the New York Times, you know, did a magazine piece and I was one of the features about sports betting. And they said, you know, what's your academic background? And I understand, hey, graduate from Ohio State. And I was actually number one in my class, finance class. It was like 200, you know, 200 some kids. And, you know, I'm proud of that. It's cool. And he said, oh, so the valedictorian. I go, you know, I've never called it that, but that makes sense, right? First in the class. So they wrote it in the New York Times, looked good. And I said, okay, I'm going to put that in my bio, right? Because it was right, I thought, right? Well, the researcher, the reporter, I'll put it in quotes, said, he called Ohio State and said, oh, yeah, he did graduate, you know, first in his class, but we don't have valedictorians. Like, that's not the term we use. So he says he's lying about being valedictorian. I mean, come on. It's a joke.
Didn't Sports Grid or somebody like that do something very similar about a year and a half ago, almost the exact same thing?
Yeah, you know, but that guy, at least, listen, you know, one of the things about journalism is you have to ask the questions. You know, that brings up an interesting point. Is when they asked me about the sports books and they said, we really believe that we've got some, you know, disgruntled ex-employees saying X, Y, or Z. I said, well, listen, I'm going to give you a statement on the record that completely refutes that. And they said, so I gave them like a 7-sentence statement and they said, oh, no, that's too long. We're not going to put that in there. So literally they asked me, so to, you know, they did put one of the statements in, so you got to give them some credit. When Sports Grid did it, they actually didn't even tell me they were doing the article, didn't give me a chance to comment and just printed a bunch of BS. They had to retract a lot of it. And then, you know, in this case, you're going to see the same thing. I'll give you the best bet of the year.
Did you know the article was coming out before it did, or did it just
yes,
kind of surprise
you? Yes, that was part of it, like 2 or 3 days before it was scheduled. Actually, they said it was going to be the end of last week. So like mid last week, they said, hey, we want, you know, we got some questions. They sent me like 22 questions. They were all like so negative and obviously just biased. I said, listen, I'm not going to go through all these because it's a bunch of BS. I'm going to give you one statement and it's going to clear up most of this for you. And by the way, the other stuff on background, which means I don't want my name throughout this whole article like I'm somehow a part of it, but on background, I'll clear up these, you know, the confusion. They said, no, we won't accept it on background. And, you know, I happen to, you know, be lucky enough to know Don Van Natta a little bit, you know, probably the best investigative journalist in sports right now, did the big Jerry Jones thing. And he said it's like almost unbelievable they wouldn't let you clear it up on background. We were talking about it. So, I mean, listen, that's, you know, this blog is broke. They're bankrupt for a reason because they've been sued and it's coming again.
The one thing I objected to was the way that he basically, because this kind of affects us, and I was kind of pissed that he didn't include us in there when he talked about all your appearances, because I mean, this is probably one of the best shows. But the fact that he made it sound like, well, you don't have to do these infomercials like these guys because you have the media out there helping you tout. And the one thing that kind of pissed me off about that, at no point, when you've been on this show, have we ever talked about the pay part of your site or come check out our guys and pay them. You've always talked about the forums. You've always talked about the site and how much of it is actually, you know, is actually free. But we talk about trends and things that people can use. And at no point, I mean, honestly, I think 90% of our listeners probably didn't even know you had guys on there that it's as a pay site.
That's exactly right. And we talk about 95% is free. And we actually pay, like Dave Malinsky is a great example, right? We talked about him. He worked for Billy Walters for almost a decade. He works for us now. He doesn't sell any picks. He writes one article every weekday, 5 days a week, and we pay him significant money, I'll say that, to be a part of pregame, but he doesn't sell any picks. And not only are we having the guys who sell produce free content, we got obviously a Vegas radio show 5 days a week that we podcast. So, yeah, we've got to make money somehow. And none of that is hard selling. We never do any outbound calls ever. Never. We've never have. And there's no hard sell. It's almost impossible. You know, anyone, you know, here's what I'll say, and this will be good for traffic, right? If you have any doubts about it, go to the site and one, find any sportsbook advertisement. There's none. It hasn't been for years. Number two, find a hard sell. What we'll tell you is, hey, here's a free pick. Here's a bunch of free stuff. And by the way, if you want more, click here. And we put every pick ever from every active pro available for you to review and decide, oh, do I want more or don't I want more? And lastly, whenever they promote a streak, and, you know, it's only the American way to promote your streaks, right? When you do something good, you promote something good, right? If you made free or missed three free throws in a row, and then you make 11, and then you miss one, right? Do you say I'm 1 out of 14 or 1 out of 15? Or do you say, hey, I made 11 in a row, right? But as long as you have a log of every free throw, it's going to make sense. You're going to say you made 11 in a row, and anyone can check and say, yeah, but then you missed one before and you missed one out. So, you know, they promote the truth, and we have a thread with 100,000 views plus right now in which anyone can jump in and say one of these streaks is wrong or one of these logged game results are wrong. You need to correct it. And it's all done publicly. It's like total transparency. And you know what happened? I know we got to run, but what happens is this. I'm the one guy with a name worth hitting. That, you know, the crappy sites like this are going to hit. That's what they're going to do. And they once they spent a year, apparently they spent a year investigating it. They couldn't come up with anything. This to me, the greatest statement we could ever make is the only thing they could ever come up with were a couple of lies after 1 year. But they spent all that time, so they had to put an article out with innuendo. Well, they went over the line in a couple spots legally, and they're going to pay.
All right. That's RJ Bell, pregame.com. RJ, really appreciate you. I knew you'd come on and talk about it because that's what you do.
Listen, I don't want to give the lies attention, but I want to give the truth attention. And you know, I appreciate – and listen, one of the fun things about this segment, we do a deep dive. And I think a lot of the listeners, it's not going to be above their heads, the nuance that we're talking about. And as I said on Twitter, at RJ in Vegas, I just tweeted out this morning the 7 unequivocal facts about pregame that our competitors can't really compete with. And it really runs contrary to the article, but that's why the article was full of lies.
All right, RJ. Well, we appreciate you, man. And thanks for doing that. And you know, we'll get back to goofy stuff next
I got
week.
One quick question for him before yes. we get off this. About the Brexit, I saw your tweet last night and the sort of graph that showed how quickly things turned there. How long before it happened were they at like a 10% possibility of happening and then quickly? It was like over the course of an hour or two, it jumped to like 80%.
Yeah, so from the time that it was officially called late, you know, or even Pacific time last night, it was later, is if you had bet it 6 to 7 hours before, right in that range, you could have gotten about 10-1 on leave. So literally it went from about a 10% chance to the case in less than 7 hours.
That's amazing. Well, when we were on the show, we thought it was done. They were telling us, it looks like early returns are in, and they're projecting that it's not going to happen. And then, boy, it changed throughout the night.
Yeah, well, next week we'll tease ahead is a lot of people speculating this is a harbinger, a positive harbinger for Trump. So we'll see next week how the odds adjust. Right now, still a significant underdog, about 33% chance to be president.
All right, that's RJ Bell, pregame.com. RJ, appreciate the time, buddy. We'll talk to you next week, man.
Thanks, guys.
All right.